Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 28th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 19.5 cents, closing at 431.5. November beans up 10.75 cents, closing at 923. And September wheat down 19.5 cents, closing at 527.25. Well, the corn number was certainly a shock. Came in at 91.7 million acres, 5 million above the average guess, a million below the March estimate. They basically said that Illinois, Indiana, Ohio only lost about 500,000 acres each. I think they're absolutely wrong. They did come out and say, the USDA came out and said, they're going to resurvey, but the information won't be available until the August 10th report in 6 weeks. So I think when it's all said and done, the corn acres are a lot less than what the government is telling us out here. But it is what it is. I think we'll see a lot of margin calls Sunday night. We should be lower Monday, at least to start the day and blow out some people. There may be an opportunity there. There's an old gap on the charts at 420 on the December corn. Maybe we go down and fill that and then turn higher again. The bean number, again, a big shock. It was 4.6 under the WASD report, way lower than anybody guessed out here. So it was a positive reaction. The stocks number on the beans were down a little bit. That's a little bit helpful. But when you start looking at 80 million acres planted for the beans and you do the math, we could have a carryout approaching 500 million bushels, particularly if we lose just one or two bushels an acre, let alone if we lose more than that. So I think overall this report is pretty friendly. Again, I think the beans were dragged down and kept from really popping because of the corn. But I think over the next week or so, we can see some higher bean prices out here. The wheat market followed the corn down. I didn't see anything really bearish there. The wheat stocks, a little bit under what the average guess was, about 28 million. The corn stocks, by the way, were about 112 million under what they were looking for, but that certainly didn't help the corn. The bean stocks were just a little bit above the average guess, but let's see, it was just about 80 million under the average guess. So that was a little friendly as well. So when it's all said and done, I think the beans are friendly. I think once they figure out what they're going to do on the corn, it's going to be friendly. But I think margin calls are going to affect this market. Obviously, if there's a deal with the Chinese, the beans take off on Sunday night. If there's no deal with the Chinese, the beans are going to probably move softer with the corn market. I think, like I said, we'll see margin calls. But that, again, may be a good opportunity in the beans. So a bullish report on the beans, bearish on the corn, net bearish on the wheat, I guess. But overall, I think guys will be looking to buy breaks in the corn, another 10, 12 cents, somewhere in that range, and certainly looking to buy beans on the breaks. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.